Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Got a drive moment. Tactics you use to get your children to sleep at night. There's a hoho here. There's a wolverine in the building.
Do you have tactics?
Ngogi mask.
No. You don't have
mask. Yes, spoke.
My voice is stern enough.
Uh-huh.
And I said, go to sleep. It's not a negotiation. So my nieces now. Guys, off your phones, off your tablets, sleep.
What time?
And I say it once.
What time roughly?
8 o'clock. For the little ones, around 8, they must be in bed, snuggled in. Unless there's like a big project happening and maybe they're doing homework or whatever, of course, that's an exception.
What about holidays?
But holidays, I'm far more lenient.
Mm.
Mara not getting to midnight.
Yeah.
They are still kids.
I guess when they can't get away with it because we scova.
I'm an owl.
You don't sleep.
Okay. Yeah.
Send a message on our group at 3 a.m. Ubon. Who's going to respond first?
Yeah, Khomutso will be the first one.
It will be Khomutso. So yeah, that's the question for today. How do you get your kids to fall asleep? Because apparently parents in some European countries are resorting to giving their kids synthetic melatonin just to help them sleep. Yeah, so melatonin is a synthetic version of the sleep hormone that occurs naturally in our bodies, rising at night in response to darkness. And hey, guys, you know life is more complicated. Just to get us to sleep. It isn't strictly illegal in the UK, but it is a prescription-only medication, and it can only be prescribed to children by pediatrician under a specific set of circumstances, usually for children with a diagnosis of autism or ADHD. So,
with Snakogonkin or Billy. Billy must be in bed between 8 and 8:30. But if there's soccer nights, you know, in these big games, and I always tell Glenn, I'm going to be a bit soft on Albon because he loves soccer. And he's,
okay. We'll get him first half,
and then go to bed.
Yeah.
But with school holidays, I don't really care. Nah, I don't. But I know, especially my school holidays that have, like, that are longer, like about 2-3 weeks, they go by 13, my 6 or 11 or 12. I don't know, we challenge sometimes.
So I wonder if parents use this other strategy. It's an old one. Bedtime stories.
Yeah. When was the last time, Vel?
I haven't sang a lullaby.
Yeah.
I haven't told a bedtime story in a decade, if not longer.
Do black people do bedtime stories?
Of course we do.
Where? Elokshini?
Hey, about that.
Guys,
we do.
Yeah, well, I know in the township, because it's a township, resources are limited. Umfundela iye a best story kusawetan.
Hi, man, guys. You forget that these
Fundela ma potholes like
no
ma potholes.
Corruption at Winnie Mandela.
You guys don't take townships seriously.
Well, that's where we're from.
Yeah, and
we know what's happening in the township, so don't tell us we don't take townships seriously.
Okay, you don't live in a township. Do you read bedtime stories?
I don't live in a township, but Kwame is a township. I don't live in a township, Maragwami. Washope.
So you're saying no bedtime stories?
My mom has never read a bedtime story.
Guys, what's wrong with these people?
0636880959. Buffet to talk to us. How do you get these kids to go to bed?
Glenn, give me 7, bro. Have you ever had a bedtime story?
Skumba, I stole for 6 years. I told you the Defy stove.
Wow.
No bedtime stories.
Bedtime story.
No bedtime stories. Leave us.
Okay. I've left you.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
How do you get your kids to fall asleep? Do your kids struggle to get sleepy at night? And why? And which methods have you tried that absolutely do not work? We got some voice notes.
I mean, I don't know how much Mkulma Gaiwan. Fela Kukwa Mila at the end of the day. So it's either my rules or Umunta Hamayos Funelum cook. So you show Gaiwan and say, okay, bye guys. No man having a sea is cuts a bedtime. My mind won a good tie. Savalaga cool or in it. Agulal. I am Pella Gurilal.
Yo, Kaizin, thank God. It's been 6 years in Adulalap. When you grow up, Oko combat some stupid in home. So I used to do that to my last born. Yo, Bigalala Nayo Bagiti. And they gave Fanugube coin and Sempet in our corner, La Lela, and Julilap, and my Kubus Mazamatron, a menzan, a menzan, but a yo, I can so called Salomutulo, a lali without Utopola in Tum, was Sugela Sugela and Tum, at it cause I'm shushus and Lupo, ever in shushus and yo.
Mina was simple. Intonians are almost to Mauti, especially in Tanam, Unani, Una, 2 years, and then Domkoluna, 11. Ah, you such a little song, Shamacho, like. Yabona machoku into ngibona ngathi most yiyo mina engisebenzelayo most of the time as long as sithatha ama jokes sisileka asheshe balale bona umunye manje nokhleka mina ngicaka ukuthi ama jokes kodwa into releza kudala ngibacocela indaba bekwenzakalana nomkhulu mara ngiphinde ngishaya ama joke then it's good to sleep.
I'm not trying to, you know, they always say you guys are hogging the industry and then I'll tell you, as a comedian who's come. If you tell jokes and people fall asleep, there is something super wrong.
It could be very problematic.
It's very bad.
Guys, if you are telling children, jokes, hold on. Because they laugh so hard.
That is
fall asleep.
All right, Njaya.
Hey, y'all are haters, y'all.
You know, I don't have tactics to get my kids to go to bed. I just tell them it's bedtime. My eldest is 12, youngest is 8, and just since they're cooler, they know at a certain time it's bedtime. So I just say it once and say, guys, it's time for bed. Let's pray, and that's it. But the funny thing is, with their dad, they get away with a lot because Mabesele and I, they can sleep at whatever time, which is something I will never do.
Good afternoon, Kat. 959 family, my name is Umfanelo. And to get me to sleep, my dad plays me a bedtime story and sleeping music.
Hi, Bo!
Sleeping music!
Yes.
That's what doing the most.
Yeah, but it just shows, you know, couples are different. There will be a strict couple and a very soft or lenient partner. Yeah, like the mother says, she just tells them, Hambanyolal, the dad chills with the kids because he's got a soft spot for them.
Which one of these days we must talk to kids and ask them, who do you prefer, your mom or your dad?
Ah,
violence. What I just said is the same thing in Shotland. Would you not claim we showing in there?
No.
What I just said is the same thing.
Absolutely not.
Okay, how?
Glenn said their father had. Parents are different.
Yes.
Not the preference
of the kid.
Exactly. But abantwana benzani? But advantage because they know ukuthi ubaba uzothi angiwana solal after 1 hour. Umama uzothi ngizanenzani. Ngizanenzani. Mina ufuna ukwazi abantwanini. Angazi ngingena abantwana abadlulile kuleso stage nina. Ngingena abantwana bakhulume nathi. Ba prefer ubaba or umama. Uzozwa wena one day.
Oh gosh, no.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
This would be a great song to play for your child if you want them to sleep, eh?
Still yours, yours.
Sweet, eh? Caesar and Doja Cat.
You want to take the kids to sleep on a track?
Yeah.
I killed my ex.
Eh? You're eating me jealous. But anyway, we've got a drive moment. But don't worry about them. Tactics you use to get your children to sleep at night.
Yo, Baratlet, Mozo Tusumtana, Uzo Tuga Musangalale. It's like watching a horror movie at night. Anyway, with my son, I just take away the phone, then he instantly falls asleep. He's a fast sleeper and a deep sleeper, so yeah, for as long as the phone is not on his hands.
I only have one child, Nick, and I was blessed, more clever, often an army, even at birth, guys. By complaining, breastfeeding 2 hours, by 3 hours. Yo, and my son is born. In July, in winter. I said, don't Hashem. He is 13 now. Baby, 8:30. Who's like, Mama, do you want to sleep? Bring it along, busy boy. I said, okay, good night. Bog, you want to know, 9:30, quarter to 10. If he's awake, I shall go to my fish. You can see he's struggling. I shall go to my tandelum tongo. Naming his tandelum tongo. So, Nje, I. Bessie, too, and Lin is cutele. There's no movement. Slele.
Hey, Lavantana Valale. Lalisang a panado. Umtana Jimsu, eh, what was your salanayo? Without Jimmy's house of Jimashina, my push up. Meaning was ya miss a cool. You try some bizimbiza on 90 minutes. Acha, papa, now Avantai Shavana wears 90 minutes. How's that Tila now, Lumtana? Gala, leave us something as Galpon Lee. Let me soon allies and Shavang panado. Gone to sleep.
And no, so many parents do that. They put their kids to sleep in medication.
Yeah.
Which is wrong. Especially on my weekend, because you know you want to go out.
Allergics.
Hey, allergics. Ni wrong. Again, lendole. Allergics, you have allergy.
What if you have allergy?
When? I'm supposed to be giving you that answer. You're supposed to be the smart one in the team.
What if you have
That's why Elon Musk has problems. Exactly.
But yeah, let's not give kids medication for
it. Is dangerous, by the way.
Super dangerous.
It's dangerous. It impacts their liver function. It's drugs, guys. It's medication. Uh-oh. It's as if you were to get medication every single night.
And they'll grow up thinking that that's what they need to take before they sleep.
Absolutely.
Because then they will ask you questions. Why am I drinking this? No, to help you fall asleep.
And then keep on about ilatang, you know.
Yeah.
Mama, kie allergics. Arrobali, you know. So
because we grow up knowing these things, and then we want to implement them in our lives.
Yeah,
try. See, as na majud mo pete papalas for no puse in, and I man, I expanded it.
What?
For papalas.
But what?
No, they didn't pay us to give them that remedy on there. But I don't know what you're like. Just see puse I said. And go wrong. It dangerous food kile. Break fluid. Wow.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
These days, we all know little ones love TV and phones so much. Okay, maybe take the phone away and every night switch on the TV, make them sit there and always put on something you know they don't like, they hate so much. Don't allow them to watch something they like because they'll be up. But if you force them to always watch something they don't like, eventually they will fall asleep. And if you do it continuously, it will become something like a pattern. When they switch on the TV, they will eventually fall asleep.
So for me, what works like a charm is white noise. Sure, whether it's sounds of rain that I play from my phone or it's sounds of the forest, listen, within less than 10 minutes, wiped out. Like even as an adult as well, when you try to sleep to that music, oh my gosh, I'm talking about
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
I think we must also try Nama Hyena.
No. No.
Hyena.
No. No, Glenn.
Why?
I'm going to lala fast.
No.
What do you
mean? How now you sound Nama Hyena by Israel?
Okay, I'm telling you.
So then kids must be.
They
will.
They will. They will. They will. They will. They will. They will.
They will.
I have a 4-year-old niece that I have learned obviously from 6 onwards. I don't give her sweets. That's number one. Number two, for her to go to sleep, this girl, bedtime story. Mr. Bean, a phone in. So I just give her the phone. I let her put me go. Because, wow, I give her the phone, mina ngilale. Masakalele. Ay, ngizobona ngokuthi ifone idlale yodwa. Ukuthi ayisakalele ke manje.
So my daughter is 5, and and Baba Funse, like they started reading Kretsch, and she'd come back. My teacher said you must read me a bedtime story. So yes, we do read bedtime stories now because we don't really have a choice. And sleep time is 8, but every day there has to be a fight. Sleep at 8. No, my eyes, I'm tired, I want to sleep, but my eyes don't want to sleep. You see, they are being opened now. But my body, like, there's a story every day, guys. Like, being a parent is a scam, actually.
Well, in my household, izingane, we get them to sleep. Ngokuthi nje, sicime Wi-Fi. Hayi, bese silandele sicime ogesi. Hayi ke, bese kuyalalwa. Bafika bagijima, but hey, there's something wrong. Something wrong with my tablet, something wrong with my phone. Bese nathi siyamangala ukuthi oh ngempela hayi vele ulale. Hayi yehlisa Wi-Fi. Hayi bese bayalala ke abantu.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khumutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.